Los Alamos National Laboratory is putting 15 of its employees on mandatory leave. The nuclear weapons lab is conducting an investigation into two missing data storage devices that contain classified information. Originally, four devices could not be found, and yesterday lab officials said it's unclear how long the two devices that are still missing have been gone. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
This much is known. The devices were supposed to be stored in a safe at the end of a hallway near a soda machine. Earlier this month, researchers in the lab's explosives division were preparing for an experiment when they noticed the storage devices were missing from the safe. An official who oversees the lab has told Congress the devices could have been missing for 6 weeks, but Congressman Joe Barton from Texas just visited Los Alamos and says otherwise.
Based on my personal observations, that material could have been missing for as long as a year. They had an inventory in April in which that inventory indicated that it was in that safe. But when I was out there Monday, there was some skepticism as to whether that inventory was correct.
The skepticism comes from the fact that the April inventory said everything was in the safe. But in the investigation, two more devices from the safe were discovered in another location where they weren't supposed to be. Barton says the FBI has now been called in to investigate potential espionage.
The fact that the FBI has been asked to intervene tells me one thing specifically, and that's that the scientists involved who had direct access to this particular safe have not confessed or admitted that they took the material and are maintaining their innocence.
11 people had access to the safe. They have all been put on leave and told they cannot return to the laboratory except to help with the investigation, and only then with an escort. The lab's main theory is that the devices were accidentally misplaced. Barton says if security had been tighter, say a guard signing people in and out when they accessed the safe, this might not have happened.
This safe was not behind any barrier. It wasn't in a secure part of the building. There are parts of the building that are there are alarms and all kinds of things that happen if you go into that particular area. This particular safe was just out the end of an open hallway near a soft drink machine.
The weapons labs have to strike a tough balance. On the one hand, they protect national secrets. On the other hand, they're filled with independent-minded scientists who want to work unhindered, who don't want to have to deal with 10 layers of security. For over 60 years, Los Alamos has been run by the University of California. There is talk that the government may now have a military contractor take over. Some think that's a bad idea. Phil Coyle is a defense analyst with the Center for Defense Information.
I personally don't think it would help if somebody else came in just to change things, because the things that might get changed would be things that we don't want to change. The emphasis on scientific integrity and the quality of the scientific work is more important than just about anything else and needs to be maintained.
Coyle served on a National Academy of Sciences panel that studied two weapons labs. He says at Lawrence Livermore National Lab, also run by the University of California, the researchers took security in stride. But at Los Alamos, he says, the panel's impression was that the workers sometimes viewed security more as a burden. The lab said yesterday four other employees are also being put on leave. They are involved in another investigation, an investigation into an accident where an intern injured her eye with a laser. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.